There was just me and one halfway-dead wizard, and one stinky strangler under a linen rag. I considered using smoke to find out what Stinky's buddies were up to in Taglios, but reasoned that the captain would not have had him interrogated if smoke had been able to provide useful answers. Maybe you not only had to be precise in your instructions, you had to have some idea what you were seeking. You could not find your own elbow if you could not guess what directions to give to get you there. The point, old Smoke was a miracle, but he had major limitations, and most of those would exist right inside our own heads. We would become the beneficiaries or victims of our own imaginations. What should I go see then? I was excited now. I was up for an adventure. So what the hell? Why not go straight for the biggie? How about taking a peek at the Shadow Master himself? Long Shadow. Number one boy on the Black Company shit list. Chapter 35. Long Shadow could have pranced right out of my fantasies. He was a deadly freak. He was tall and thin and twitchy, given to flights of rage and subject to sudden spells resembling malarial shakes. He wore a sort of loose, black, floor-length chemise that concealed a deathly gauntness. He ate infrequently and then only picked. He could have been a famine victim. Threads of silver and gold and glistening black, embroidered or woven into his robe, protected him with dozens of static sorceries. At first blush, he seemed 100 times more paranoid than Croker. But he did have reason. There was just a whole world full of folks who wanted to roast his skinny ass, and he had no friends closer than Mogaba and Blade. The Howler was not a friend. He was an ally. One of Long Shadow's obsessions was the Black Company. I did not understand. The kind of enemies we were should not have troubled him at all. We were no world killers. His face, which he kept masked, except when he was alone, was skull-like. His waxy, pallid features were frozen in a permanent expression of fear. There was no guessing his birth race. His eyes were a washed-out gray, with splotches of pink around the edges. But I don't think he was an albino. I exploited Smokes's ability, fluttered about through time to find out all the interesting stuff fast. I did not catch Long Shadow completely out of costume once. The man did not bathe. He did not change clothing. He wore gloves all the time. The last of the four Shadow Masters, now the Shadow Master, he was the unquestioned tyrant of the city Shadowcatch, and a demigod within his fortress overlook. His slightest whim could set 100 terrors and 10,000 men scrambling